This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I'll tell you what, fight and win. There is no win in Iowa. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what a way to kick off this week. An exciting Super Bowl. No nail the score winner. Sorry about that. But no winners for the Democrats so far in Iowa. It's the craziest thing that the whole idea of the hand count vote just doesn't work. We live in the machine era. So the results from Iowa caucuses have been delayed because of what they're calling inconsistencies. So you know what's so crazy about that? We live in a world, like I said, of machines. Think about the innovative people that we have, the technology that we have on display, which we saw during the Super Bowl, which we see during sporting events, which we see at every moment of our lives when we're driving down the freeway, even in the most rural of areas, but they didn't get it right. Oh, the Iowa Democratic Party. I can't imagine what it's like right now behind the scenes, because this is the beauty of this show. I'm not Memorex. This is live. So you're not hearing me rant from earlier in the day. Right now, at this moment, they're holding a phone call with campaigns because of this massive delay in reporting the caucus results and really pushing back on some of these reports of a voting app that malfunctioned and hacking. So the hacking ugly word comes up. They said on Monday night, earlier in the night, that, yeah, we're experiencing a delay in reporting results from the first in the nation caucuses because of the quality checks. So then I'm thinking, what does quality checks mean? Then you hear the statement from Mandy McClure, the communications director, who said that it's the result of the party reporting three sets of data for the first time. And that so far, the data's around 25% of the state's 1,765 precincts. And that early information indicates turnout is on pace for 2016. What? Inconsistencies across the board. Did the app go down? They're saying no. They're saying no, it's not a hack. No, it's not an intrusion. The paper trail is sound and will take time to further report the results. What I heard from a guy who heard something similar is this could take much longer than expected. And Iowa is done. The Democrats move on to New Hampshire, and the New Hampshire results will be in. They still won't have the Iowa results. So this is embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the Democrats, and it's a win, frankly, for the guy in the White House and for others who are not part of this caucus, like a Michael Bloomberg, who makes his living on technology. This is just awful that they've had this problem in trying to, you know, get close enough to actually reveal the results. Because Iowa can mean a very big deal to somebody. When you're campaigning, here's the deal. Let's say all things being equal, Democrats and Republicans, same thing, right? You get what they call free media. Because you get to announce, oh, we're so pleased, we won, we showed up, we got so much support, thank you, thank you, thank you, you know, whatever it is. And Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, not dumb about this, smart enough for people around her to grab the opportunity to at least grab the mic, jump on the stage, and go through a couple of here's where we are, here's what we stand for, making that quick focus and saying, oh, the feeling is so good tonight, and we're getting on a plane, and we're going to New Hampshire. So that was smart, because there is no winner in this. And it's not a good thing. That's the best way to put it. Misinformation in the cornfields and beyond. I mean, the Iowa Republican Secretary of State just is looking at this and saying these crazy claims on social media, saying inaccurate voter registration, all this other kind of stuff. And now it turns out that there are problems with this. There's problems with what the results, you know, ultimately yield. And so really, seriously, no matter what your politics, the guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the winner of these, of the caucuses, because, of course, he's the winner of the 2020 Iowa Republican caucuses. It's just symbolic. So it doesn't matter, but it does matter for the Democrats. It does matter for the Democrats. So what a bungled mess, I guess, is the best way to put this. And shows again, you've got to be in the driver's seat. I would be furious if I were running on that other side, frankly, for the highest seat in the land, because this doesn't give anybody that good, confident feeling, and they don't get that big push with with the win. Even Bernie Sanders, who apparently has gotten a lot of these votes, says he's confident the results will be released at some point. At some point he will. I mean, he just did a quick 10-minute thing, and then he's got to jump on a plane, and then they're off, boom, to New Hampshire. But this is a very, very big delay. So they're using photos. They have a paper trail to validate all the results that match, they say, and ensure the accuracy and the numbers that they're reporting. But there still is this rumor about a new app was used to report results, and it had been hacked. Uh-huh. All right, so no confusing the results here. It was, in fact, the Kansas City Chiefs who won the Super Bowl handily. And when I say handily, they look like they were losing it, first of all, because they were 10 points behind with 7 minutes and change to go. But then suddenly Pat Mahomes became Pat Mahomes and unleashed the beast and put his foot on the gas and got his coach, Andy Reid, his first big Super Bowl win. And at 24, who knows what his contract is going to be after this season. But he was the MVP. He did some amazing, incredible, wow passes with, like I said, 7:13 left. Picture this for you non-football fans. There is no Hail Mary for the Democrats, but Pat Mahomes had a couple of Hail Marys, including a 44-yard completion to one of his favorite receivers, Tyreek Hill, and it was 3rd and 15, which, by the way, the tail of the tape, 57 yards in the air. Longest pass in the season. Wow. They go on to win 31-20, the Kansas City Chiefs. Like I said, lots of you picked the Chiefs, but nobody nailed the score. We're diving into the mailbag next. You can be a part of it 24/7. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, boom, just like that, like others did today. Meet you there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have
to. Mailbag! Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please?
Haunted houses, and something's going to come out and grab me. You know, the best haunted house, as I digress for a second here in the mailbag, just pardon my interruption as we go down this rabbit hole, but the best haunted house, Disneyland and Disney World, they have a haunted house where it's like the floor drops out, the pictures are talking to you, and I don't know if it was a kid thing for me, and it still feels that way because I've taken my nephew back there, but it's a pretty good haunted house. I know that they have them all over the place when it's like Halloween and people jump out at you and scare you and touch you from behind and all that kind of stuff. But honestly, the one thing I thought Disney did really well for sort of adultish people was this haunted house thing that they have. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from CJ, who says, Kate, wow, how about Pat Mahomes? I was thinking of you during the game. He lit it up. What kind of a contract do you think Pat Mahomes is going to get after this? Well, I said it a little bit that he had the big comeback because they were down by 10 points and they had 7-plus minutes to somehow get there, and they somehow got there, and this is what this kid does, and that's why he was the MVP. And to me, you know, they're going to be right back where they started. Of course, there's mega optimism that they're good enough and young and talented enough. And just kind of to tweak their defense a little bit, they've got the championship pieces in place. So he's absolutely going to get some sort of a mega deal. But what does that deal look like? You know, he says he wants to be. There's a billion people watching the Super Bowl. He says he wants to be in Kansas City for a very long time. They win their first Super Bowl in 50 years. He's the MVP. How much money do you think he gets in his upcoming contract. And, you know, I anticipated that I would be talking about this either in the numbers segment or, you know, whatever it would be. And I honestly think it's going to be a record. There's no question about that. It's just a question of, is it going to be $200 million? Seriously. You got to think about this. What will his new deal look like? Because you look at Aaron Rodgers, who got from the Green Bay Packers like $98.7 million in guaranteed money. So now you track this, and I think, honestly, I think he's going to be the first person to get that $200 mil. Because they want him to stay in Kansas City. He's only 24. He's eligible for this new deal now after the season, which the season's done with the Super Bowl. And if Aaron Rodgers got 4 years, $134 million, then I'm thinking, yeah, he's definitely breaking that. So how do you break that when he had, you know, 66% of his throws for over 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, 12 interceptions during the regular season. And actually, he's 23, by the way. So, going to turn 24. But I'm going to say, yeah, $200 million. I mean, there's my answer. Give or take. I mean, maybe it's going to be even a little bit more for that. He's going to have a very long career there. That is an easy prediction for me. And that is a very, very big number, isn't it? All right, I got something else about the Super Bowl, and this one is from Jake. Jake says, Kate, what did you like as far as the Super Bowl commercials were concerned? Because I imagine you probably watched the whole thing. You know, for the first time ever, wasn't at a party, wasn't covering it, and I could actually take a breath and watch the whole thing. And I saw everything. You're absolutely right, from end to end. I like the Amazon Alexa commercial because, as many of you know, I do a feature called Her Story. It airs here on the show, and it airs on Alexa. You know, so you go to the Alexa skills section, and you say Her Story. You go to virtual news and say Her Story, Kate Delaney, and boom, you put it in your briefings, and it comes up every day wherever you are. So I'm a big fan, and I'm a big fan of audio. So I love that commercial because the whole point was, what did we do before Alexa? Since we yell things out and Alexa turns on the lights, does a million other things for us, and also makes some of us very nervous about how much information is out there and how much information do we want out there. How about the Hyundai Sonata commercial, Smart Park, which is the whole thing on the play on Boston? Chris Evans, John Krasinski, and Rachel Dratch, all of those actors were part of the commercial. It was very cleverly done. You know, because you only have a short amount of time to put that together, to grab people's attention. And the whole premise here is, you're in Boston, you can't, where do you park? You can't park, where do you park? And the whole idea is it's a tight space and the car will park itself. You get out of the car, you lined it up, and you basically hit a button and it parks. Which, I love that idea, by the way. You could, that doesn't matter where you live, that could be handy, couldn't it? But how much is that going to cost you? Rocket Mortgage, Jason Momoa, the 98-pound weakling, basically, which he has built like a brick house. You know, he was Aquaman, and he's taking off all his prosthetics, all these things, and he goes into his house and said he likes being in his house because he can be himself, and it is pretty hilarious, and he is like a weakling. And I don't know. I thought that was clever. Humor works, right? So there's my three. And there were others. Sam Elliott did a spot that I thought was good. I thought the Groundhog Day Jeep commercial with Bill Murray was super clever, too. So, yeah, I give a nod to those. That's what I would say. They're the best. Moving on, this one is from Patricia. Kate, I listen to you all the time. Sorry I have not called in. I promise I will, though. I think you're going to see things really heat up with what's happening politically speaking. You know, frankly, I'm all about due process. I am a Republican, but I do think we should have due process. And I think that the Senate should do what it has to do, in other words. I'm all for that instead of leaving it messy, but everything's a mess as far as I'm concerned when it comes to Washington. You call it the tsunami that washes over the rest of us. I think it's hilarious, but I think it's absolutely 100% true. And, of course, now you've got these undecided Democrats, or at least you have an undecided Democratic senator who's calling for the Senate to censure Donald Trump. What do you make of that? Yeah, you're talking about Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who is pushing for censuring Trump for what he's saying, the behavior in the two articles of impeachment that were passed by the House and now have been on the Senate floor. And he was on the Senate floor, and he said he thinks that a bipartisan majority would vote to censure the president as opposed to voting to remove the president, because that would require 67 votes or at least 20 Republicans joining all 47 members who caucus with the Democrats. And Manchin is among a few Democrats from red or purple or whatever who could side with the Republicans on impeachment. I don't know. Now, you know, Wednesday they got the scheduled vote on whether to acquit the president or not. And he's saying, I'm undecided as to how I'll vote. Of course you're undecided. Everybody's undecided for the most part. I mean, I shouldn't say that. There are those that are resolute. But then you've got several, it's like you're shaking salt and pepper shakers and nothing's coming out. Because then it puts this mystery out there and then nothing unexpected happens. So a resolution was unveiled, though, by Manchin to censure the president, which was not privileged, which means that he would need to get an agreement from the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, to get a vote on it, and that's unlikely. I mean, really, you think that McConnell's going to say, oh, yeah, let's go for this? Because what he's saying is, look, it allows us to unite across party lines as an equal branch of government to formally denounce the president's actions and hold him accountable. That's what he's saying. But no, they're not going to do that. I don't think so. That would be shocking. In fact, that would be the most shocking thing that I would say that would come out of this week if that, in fact, happened. So I'm going to say there's no chance of that happening. There's a much better chance that at least 10 different things could possibly happen, politically speaking, including we could know what happened in Iowa a day or two earlier instead of a week from now versus that. Wednesday's a very big day, my friends, a very, very big day. Remember, you can always hit me up through the magic of Al Gore's internet. I don't know, is it his internet? Anyway, email me, katedelaneyradio.com. We're going into the Woe Man Cave next.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump scheduled to give the annual State of the Union speech in the House Tuesday night, and Democrats have picked who is giving the Democratic response.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will take the national stage to rebut President Trump's State of the Union address. It's part of an election year spotlight Democrats want to put on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump narrowly captured. The 48-year-old governor's ascendance is coming as Democrats are hoping to solidify gains with female voters. Whitmer's selection has led to increased speculation that she could be a running mate pick, though she claims she's not interested. I'm Chris Barnes.
And closing arguments wrapping up in the impeachment matter in the Senate, with the final vote set for 4 p.m. Eastern Wednesday, President Trump expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Yes, indeed, we are in the cave. What a game it was the other day. The Super Bowl action was fantastic. It was close. It was exactly like the odds maker said it would be. It was looking like San Francisco. It was going their way. They were going to have a big parade, but lo and behold, with less than 8 minutes to go, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs roared back and won the thing 31-20. Pete in Texas came the closest to nailing the score. 31-28 KC is what he had. Also, our own Nathan Reeder said KC would get it 35-30. I mean, everybody picked Kansas City except for me. I picked the 49ers 31-28. So how about that? It didn't disappoint. I was happy for Pat Mahomes. I was happy for Andy Reid. And for 50 years, they've had a drought. They haven't won the Super Bowl. And finally, they were back in the Super Bowl, and they had a great chance to win it. And Pat Mahomes gives a lot of credit to his coach, Andy Reid, for the mindset. Here's what he had to say, or at least one of the things he had to say, after the game.
has always been instilled in me to go out there and compete until the clocks hit zero. And so for me, that's kind of how I've been my entire life and career. And so there's been times where I've lost games, but there's been times where I've won games, and I'm just going to compete to the end no matter what.
All right, here's what I love. So, you know, this is all craziness, and boom, all of a sudden, you know, they win, and you've got all this media and all the things you're doing, and family and friends are around, and you're trying to celebrate. So Pat Mahomes' line was, he was 26 for 42, 286 yards passing and a couple of touchdowns. And I saw something from an ESPN writer where he said, he told the ESPN writer that he had 250 text messages in his phone, including Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Troy Polamalu, all kinds of people, Brooks Koepka. And he said he didn't really have time to enjoy them right now because he's trying to soak it all in. And you bet. I bet he was trying to soak it all in. He's probably still soaking it all in. And, you know, here's the thing. They still have major celebrations left where they'll have a parade and the faithful of the Chiefs will line the streets. And it's very, very exciting. This is a young team. They have a great chance to be back again, and there were some wonderful moments, I think, in this Super Bowl for this team. And, man, I'll tell you, like I already mentioned, if you didn't hear it, my name's Kay Tulaney, and I'm going to say on the record, I don't think I'm going on any great big limb. He probably gets a $200 million deal, and it's the biggest in NFL history for now. So for the third straight time, the Chiefs rallied from a double-digit deficit to win, and it was to win in the Super Bowl. And I can only imagine how nervous Chiefs fans were, but very big congratulations to them. In the man cave, we would be talking about that. We'd be talking about the commercials, what we liked, and what did we eat? People always eat crazy amounts of food at the Super Bowl, but because I'm trying to get in my very best shape, especially after watching Jennifer Lopez on the pole and Shakira as well on the stage, when you look at Shakira at 40-something and J-Lo at 50, seriously, I've been hitting it hard, meaning, you know, doing the walk thing as Scout's Honor, you know, 3 miles a day, 2 miles a day, whatever it is, and doing some other things too as well. So anyway, how do you have fun at the Super Bowl if you're not going to plow through a bunch of food? We come up with options. I got a great option for all of you out there. You ready for this? Write it down. So here's what you do. You get black beans, and then you get salsa, and you put them together in the bowl, mix it up nicely, and then you get your chips. And you can have chips, it just has to be a smaller amount or a lower, they have low sodium and all those other kinds of chips, whatever. And then that's the dip, and there's nothing in that dip. I mean, that's all good for you. Salsa has zero calories, and there's hardly anything in black beans. So there you go. That's one recipe down. I'll sprinkle them in the Whoa Man Cave as we move along. How many people watched? Almost a billion people watched the Chiefs rally to beat the 49ers. And, wow. So it's up from 2019. That fourth quarter comeback kept interest high, I'm sure. But it's still down from the peak of 2015 when there were crazy amounts of people watching this. You know, watching the thrilling finish between the Patriots and the Seahawks. So in all honesty, it was 99.9 million in 2015. It was 114.4 million. Fox says because people will stream the game and through Verizon or other efforts, other places to do it, 102 million viewers in total. So how about that? And then, of course, whatever is on afterwards gets a big bounce on Fox. So The Masked Singer, following the game, 23.7 million people watched it. I wasn't one of them. I have no idea, The Masked Singer. Goofball costumes, you try to guess who the singer is underneath. I don't know. Maybe it's a good premise. Maybe it's funny. Someone would have to really sell me on it. But, yeah, I didn't watch it afterwards. I did really enjoy hearing what Andy Reid had to say after the victory. I don't know if it really even right now, this moment, has settled in. Has it, Andy?
I'm not sure it's completely settled in. It's a great experience, especially doing it with the, you know, with the guys I was able to do it with and the organization. So it's, we all know that it's not a one-man show. It takes a team to get there, and not just the players and not just the coaches, but everybody. So that's the part you think about when you sit back, all the hard work that everybody's done to get you at this point right here.
Yeah, so thanks to everybody who participated and nailed the score. Many of you were working, but you emailed the show, and if you had won, I would have announced your name. We would have made a big deal about it. And our usual callers, and there was many of them that would come in and out, but the faithful, certainly, Mr. Pete was one of them, and Sharon, Pete in Texas, came out of the bunker for us, kind of like Puxtawny Phil, so we're going to get early spring. And then Sharon in Maine was there all the time. She was always hitting me up. Are we doing Nail the Score? Are we doing Nail the Score? So thank you for that and for everybody else who also participated in it. The Astros have hired a new general manager. They hired James Click. And do you care? Do you even know who this man is? Well, here's what you care about, that there's that huge scandal about stealing the signs and they had to fire a bunch of people. So the Astros hired a new manager. They have Dusty Baker as their manager. And now they have this Jim Click, who has been with the Tampa Rays, the vice president of baseball operations, for the last 14 years. 42, has a good resume, etc. And I don't know. Somebody said to me today, I was on, Chip Franklin asked me to come on his show. And I obliged, because it's a big station, too, KGO in San Francisco. And we were talking back and forth about the significance of football and would any sport surpass it. And he said, I don't know. I mean, you know, baseball, they try to make a big deal about the cheating. And I think it was crummy, the whole sign stealing thing. But he said, haven't they been stealing signs for a long time or trying to? And how much does it really help them? And are the signs always accurate? And he had kind of a point there. But then we ultimately settled on the fact that football, despite the concussions and everything else, still rules. And, of course, we live in the world of gambling. And now that we have legalized sports betting, I think it only gets bigger, especially the NFL. I think the NFL just continues to flourish. I mean, what does it look like? There'll be some changes, I'm sure, some tweaks here and there. You know, they're pushing to get 17 games. The players, I can't imagine that they want that. Would they dump the preseason? I don't know. And then this is a crazy story. I mean, of course, there's drug testing in all sports, but John Jones, if you don't know his name, UFC, and he says he has nothing to hide when it comes to, you know, when it comes to drug testing. And apparently, he's one of the most heavily drug-tested athletes of all time in sports. No notice, that's when they do the drug tests. 42 no-notice drug tests in 2019. Wow. MMA fighter, he's 25-1, 19-1 in UFC. So, I mean, that is crazy. It's wild to think of that. I wonder why that is. I guess at one point he was up to like 30 and he started to question it. And who's doing this? The Nevada Athletic Commission, the California State Athletic Commission. And, the question becomes, I don't know, I guess he's willing to do it. So that's a good thing. But at the end of the day, you know, how much drug testing is too much to go through and then constantly bring the name up with the whole, oh, here we go again, another drug test, another drug test, another drug test. So I bet there are some critics and trolls that are all over him for that, because they want to accuse him of steroids or who knows what else. But he certainly has a name when it comes to the fight game. There's no doubt about that. There's a sport that's flourishing and I think continues to flourish, but it still doesn't overtake football. No way. All right, last seg. We make that final turn for this hour coming up next.
Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Here at the tail end of this hour, perfect place to re-rack the numbers in case you missed it. Iowa caucuses, zero. Yes, results delayed because of inconsistencies in reporting. Bad news for the Democrats. So candidates include senators who were kept in Washington for part of the past week by the impeachment trial. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Michael Bennett. And how about this? Then you got VP Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, the former South Bend, Indiana mayor, entrepreneur Andrew Yang, investor Tom Steyer. The list goes on and on. And here's the thing. Nobody can claim they won right now at this point. And why is that? Because there is, it's a long road. There were problems with the caucus, and it does beg the question, is this antiquated? Do we need to have a caucus system? Oh, you know what? I like some things to be traditional, and there's something about the Iowa caucuses that in one way I never understood till I went, and then I thought it was pretty cool. I like the quaintness of it. I like the whole idea of fighting for the candidate and then ultimately grabbing the votes that way. But, boy, oh, boy, through a very slow night of counting and the world waiting for results, they have none. It's very confusing. Yeah. So the modern caucuses, I don't know, will we still be doing that story thing and telling those stories? I mean, Iowans, I would think, and some are listening to this show, I think you would pride yourself on being the first in the nation. And, of course, it gets scrutinized, but the fact that you can't have the results is not good. So there aren't any numbers, right? If you go back 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders battled throughout a long night of counting. Clinton's campaign claimed victory without knowing for certain she had won. In the end, the margin was less than 0.5%. And really, the Sanders campaign didn't really think they lost. So we thought that was kind of strange. Now it's even worse. The whole idea of the caucuses, by the way, it was about party building, a way for presidential candidates to come to test organizing capabilities, that whole thing. And, of course, because they're first in the nation and they're proud, it's more scrutiny of the process. So I don't know. I think there's going to be defenders of the caucuses. It's one of the few places where candidates have to meet the voters face-to-face. They got to answer questions. They got to listen. And they got to see real life. But if they can't get it right in Iowa, I don't know how significant it will continue to be. So this is a blunder when I can say no. There is no winner. No winner. That's what Joe Manchin wants. He does not want to have party splitting and have all of the back and forth that we've seen, the bipartisanship. He wants to see it all come together and for people to shake hands. He's a moderate who is friendly with the White House. But now he's asking his colleagues, the senator, Democratic senator from West Virginia, to consider censuring President Trump as the Senate gets closer to the votes on impeachment, which would be Wednesday. The proposal he puts out is a censure resolution for fellow senators to review in the next couple days, which would be a less severe rebuke than removing from office the president for pressuring the Ukraine, is what he's saying. And he said what the president did was wrong. And, of course, the crux of the case against the president is the allegation that he withheld military aid in a White House meeting to pressure the Ukraine to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. The resolution, I think, goes nowhere because ultimately Mitch McConnell has to push that forward. I don't think you're going to see that. There are certainly challenges, let's put it that way. Because why? I think they take the vote. They have the votes. They take the vote on Wednesday, and that's it. Senator Marco Rubio said Friday, heading into the weekend, just because actions meet a standard of impeachment doesn't mean it is in the best interest of the country to remove a president from office. And he says he's not interested in pursuing censure and prefers to just move forward, that we have an election in 9 months. And that's the way we have to think, and that's the appropriate thing to worry about now at this point. Well, it's a 3-page resolution. There's your number. Joe Manchin has it, and I don't think that that's going to go much of any place. Ultimately, the Senate will vote on Wednesday, I'll say that again, on whether to remove or acquit the president on impeachment charges. So that's it. And you got to think, follow the bouncing ball. This goes all the way back to December 10th when Nancy Pelosi and House Democrats announced the articles of impeachment against the president. And here we are now, Wednesday, where the vote will happen. And I don't think it's going to be shocking. I think the vote is he's not impeached, meaning removed from office, and everything just slides forward and the race to the White House continues to be on. All right, to me, what's really scary, we want to talk about numbers, is the coronavirus. The death in Hong Kong is the second fatality outside of mainland China. They're talking about pandemic. The word pandemic has been mentioned, and that is very, very, very scary to me. There are over 20,000 cases confirmed in China. Yikes. And every day the number of people who die from this in China keeps growing. It's killed more than 400 people. And it's Wuhan. I found out the correct name because I've heard 10 different pronunciations. That's a slight exaggeration. A few. So Wuhan. In Wuhan, they had to build a massive hospital in 10 days because of the coronavirus. Can you imagine? We got to hurry up. We got to put up some more. We got to put up some walls. We got to put up a hospital. They're spraying down the planes. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services notified Congress on Sunday they might need to transfer about 160 or 136 million to help combat the epidemic. So the word epidemic keeps coming up, but I've also heard the word pandemic, and I wouldn't be shocked if it flips to pandemic because it's that scary. There are Americans who are sheltering in place. They're in that area because they can't get out for one reason or another, a spouse, etc. And, man, I honestly, to me, this is the thing to fear because of how easily it spreads. So to try to contain it is the smartest thing possible. I mean, the smartest thing that you can possibly do, because how can you say 100%? Well, you know, we're in the United... No, we have people coming and doing... coming from all parts of China and Hong Kong every day. There was so much commerce in between and so many business people flying back and forth, frankly. So you cannot... we can't say that. How about this? The Chiefs, as we re-rack numbers, come back with 7 and change to go and win the Super Bowl. They were down 10 points. So there might have been some people, some gamblers and some 49er fans who thought, oh, they bagged it. But with 7:13 left, it was Pat Mahomes who flung the ball, the deep ball, like he was on the playground with a massive arm. 44-yard completion. It actually traveled 57 yards in the air. 3rd and 15, and oh, what a difference that made, because the conversion led to points on the board. They shrunk their deficit to 20-17 with 6:17 left, stopped the 49ers, then went on to put the final touches on what would be ultimately their lead, and they added some more, but they went on for 24-20, and then added another, so it ended up being 31-20. But it was pretty amazing to watch the onslaught and the fact that this is what Mahomes does. He stretches the game. He is never done. Let's put it that way. We are the Music Means. We're being played off the stage. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Go out and make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.